Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all people, nations, and languages, who live in all the earth, may peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God has performed towards me. How great are his signs! And how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and he rules from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house, and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore I made a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers came in, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known to me its interpretation. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no secret troubles you, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and its interpretation. These were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw, and there was a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew, and was strong, and its height reached to heaven, and its sight to the ends of all the earth. Its leaves were fair, and it produced much fruit, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field had shade under it, and the birds of the heaven lived in its branches, and all flesh was fed by it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and, there was, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud, and said this. Cut down the tree, and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit, let the beasts get away from under it, and the birds from his branches. Nevertheless leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given to him, and let 7 times years pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones. To the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he wills, and sets up over it the basest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, O Belshazzar, declare its interpretation, since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known to me its interpretation. But you are able. Because the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spoke, and said, Belshazzar, do not let the dream, or its interpretation, trouble you. Belshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream be upon those who hate you, and its interpretation against your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew, and was strong, whose height reached to the heaven, and its sight to all the earth. Whose leaves were fair, and its fruit much, and in it was food for all. Under which the beasts of the field lived, and upon whose branches the birds of the heaven had their home. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong. Because your greatness has grown, and reaches to heaven, and your rule to the ends of the earth. And as the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, and saying, Cut the tree down, and destroy it, yet leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, until 7 times years pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive you from men, and you shall live with the beasts of the field, and they shall cause you to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and 7 times years shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he wills. And as they were commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots. Your kingdom will be sure to you, after you have come to know that the heavens rule. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you, and break off your sins by righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. That there may be a lengthening of your peace. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spoke, and said, Is not this great Babylon, that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there came a voice from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken. The kingdom has departed from you. And they shall drive you from men, and you shall live with the beasts of the field, they shall cause you to eat grass as oxen, and 7 years shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he wills. That very same hour the thing was fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men, and ate grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days I Nebuchadnezzar lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all those who live in the earth are reputed as nothing. And he does according to his will in the army of heaven, and among those who live in the earth. And no one can stop him, or say to him, "What are you doing?" At the same time my reason returned to me, and because the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned to me, and my counselors and my lords sought me. And I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I Nebuchadnezzar praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those who walk in pride he is able to bring low.